Hello Africa, this is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, flowers. Flowers are always a great possession to have, but we all know they are beautiful, but do we really, what do they represent? And what do they mean in colors and in different occasions? But do we really need them? And are we making use of them well? Tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned.
Hey, little mama, I gotta ask me if I want to. Just tell me, can I get a light? Roll you up and let it run through my veins.
Now it's time to welcome to our show, always and once again, Karina. Welcome back. Okay, and for the first time, Chick, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Alrighty, and Miss Wamai, Fiona.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay. Alright. And the first time, we have Mr. Njabulo, all the way from Zimbabwe. Well, as we always say, flowers are the best things to have. But this has been a great thing to happen to the African continent, especially Kenya, because it is the third largest exporter of cut flowers in the world. More than 500,000 people in that country depend on the trade, and that is according to Kenya Flower Council. With roughly half of the country's 127 flower farms concentrated around Lake Naivasha. This is around 90 kilometers northwest of Nairobi. So, this is a lucrative business. So, what is the most important part of having a flower? And I spoke to our intern in the house, Lick Young, and I wanted to know, what does a flower mean to him?
Flowers, for sure, are very symbolic, like beautiful in themselves, just in nature. So, I mean, that's one of the things pertaining to flowers, something about beauty. But depending on color, you know, color is a very powerful thing in itself. So different colors of flowers will obviously mean different things.
Okay.
So we talked earlier about maybe red could mean love, you know.
Yes.
White could mean maybe like a new friendship or forgiveness, yellow, all these different things. So I guess it depends. And it might also be related to culture. We never know.
Yeah.
But like definitely the different colors.
Right.
Very important.
And as you know, if you go to a wedding, it's always colorful with a lot of flowers.
Right.
You go to a funeral, you got flowers too.
True.
So I'm looking at it like, okay, so it represents what? Love and purity and also sadness?
Right. Well, just like I spoke about the colors again, like they evoke different emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we might have flowers at a funeral and at a wedding, but I don't think they'll be the same color. You know, so we might have brighter colors at a wedding to signify the start of a new relationship, a blossoming relationship. While as compared to a funeral, there might be a lot darker colors to signify maybe going away.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And do you remember maybe in your friendships and everything, getting flowers or giving somebody flowers?
Right. So in my high school back in Ethiopia, actually, every Valentine's Day, well, in the build-up to Valentine's Day, we'll have the options to buy flowers for different people.
Okay.
And then we had different options of colors, too.
Oh.
So, you know, for those who are, like, shy and won't really want to go up to their crush, they'll send a red flower unanimously.
Oh.
But then you also have white that you could give to a friend, you know,
right.
Or yellow that to somebody you just find attractive, I guess. So, yes, I obviously did all that. And
wow.
I did send a couple of red flowers unanimously because...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did.
Why would you do anonymous, my friend?
I mean, I don't know.
I thought you want to give somebody to know that, hey, I care about you.
Right. I mean, in the long run, thinking about it, it's like it defeated the purpose. But, you know, it's just my high school days, I guess.
So today, for instance, you're getting to meet somebody you really care about.
Mm-hmm.
A woman or a special person for you, somebody
mm-hmm.
who's really special.
Mm-hmm.
Then you might consider doing a flower in what color?
Oh, definitely. Like, if they mean a lot to me, then show it. Show that you mean it. So red will be, like, the obvious choice. Maybe throw in a box of chocolates if you need to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you need to, you never know.
They go together sometimes, oh, right?
Yeah, they do. They do. Trust me, they do.
So, for sure, Valentine's Day is always busy with flowers. We see that all the time.
Oh, right? Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
And you do that, too.
I mean, it's been a tradition. Like, even giving my mom a flower. Like, now we live far apart, so I can't really do that. But when I was back in Ethiopia, like, when I was in high school, I would take one back just for her.
Wow.
And it was a red rose. I love you, Ma.
Thank you, Lick Young. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing flowers. And now, back to my panel. I want to know why flowers are so important. And do we have them as a symbol of anything, especially for a country or for a human being? My brother, all the way from Zimbabwe, well, Jabulo.
Thank you. I think flowers symbolize a lot of things. You know, they are a sign of peace. They're a sign also that you also use in bereavement. But also in my country, mm-hmm. Zimbabwe, we have the flame lily as a national flower. So we see value in it. It represents a part of our history as a country, and it gives us hope as a country. So to me, even when it comes to relationships, we see a lot of people, you know, using flowers as a sign of proposal, roses. Right. But again, like you were saying, different colors also mean different things.
Sure, sure. Very well said, my friend. Let me ask my friend Fiona. Fiona, are flowers important to you at all?
Personally, flowers are important.
Okay.
Growing up, you know, when we're growing up at home and we used to have these mock weddings. I don't know if you've ever had those.
Wow,
mock
yes,
weddings.
Of course. Growing up, I did that myself.
Yeah, and we would tie something around the head and then we pick flowers and stick
just
them
put
in.
Them there.
It's like a crown.
Right.
And we were still young by then. Mm-hmm. And as young as we were, they were symbolic to us.
Right.
I've seen in our own local way, people using flowers for different occasions,
right.
You know, like where I come from, we are coffee farmers,
mm-hmm.
and just the sight of seeing the coffee blooming, the flowers, that is hope. So,
wow.
Yes, personally, I must say that flowers are very, very important in so many aspects of my life.
Wow, so many aspects of your life. I like that.
Yeah.
Let me go to the basketballer. Chick, all the way from Mali. Yeah. Tell me, Chick.
I think a flower is a good thing. It's a symbolic thing that everybody can know. You know about flower, you know, ladies are, they love flowers.
They love flowers, oh yeah.
Yeah, and even you want to be romantic, it's just, you know, cool the flow. Even on marriage, you got a woman holding flowers.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's symbolic. It's very symbolic, and it shows a humor in a human being. So I think it's a very important thing for people. Like to take note of it is just being romantic and do, like, it show that you know, life is not only about all this stuff. You know, you can be nice, you know, by showing nice flower, especially the, cause it's my guy say here. He say it's a colorful.
Yes.
And all colorful things, everything's mean different. You know, rose I know that's mean love for sure, and the other flowers also mean different way. So, I think it's symbolic.
Well said, my friend. All right, let me listen to Karina. Although Chick said all women, all ladies like flowers. I don't know about you.
So, me personally, I don't care for flowers.
Okay.
I don't think...
Fiona
think
doesn't believe this. Why Fiona don't believe it? That's it. And this is the lady talking right now, okay?
So I would say flowers, they're beautiful. They
okay.
have the colors, the smells, everything. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it on trees, on plants. I personally, I don't find it romantic or anything. I don't see why it has to symbolize romance. I think it has become sort of a status symbol. Where I think people spend so much money on flowers because it shows how much money they have in weddings and... You know, any kind of gestures.
Hmm.
So I personally don't care for flowers. I think it's kind of sweet when you have somebody give you one flower, they maybe pick out and be spontaneous. And I think that's kind of sweet. But I like flowers to be on the plant, on the tree. And I think...
An environmentalist.
I know, right? Exactly.
I mean, I'm pretty sure on your wedding, you hold the flowers.
Personally, I don't want a wedding.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that explains it.
You know?
I'm okay with marriage. I'm just not a fan of weddings. So, and I think it's just, it's a waste in a way. Like, you know.
It's a way to see things, I guess.
Yeah. And I think people spend so much money these days on flowers during weddings. And I think that's, you know, it's going to die. And you're taking it out of its environment and you're putting it to decorate. And it's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
You could spend on something else.
I think it's really meaningful. Yeah. That's why most of people do it, and it's a preference also, you know. Everybody can go what you want to do for your wedding, you know.
Yeah.
But as my understanding, I can see that it's a meaningful thing. That's why people do it, you know.
Yeah, and I understand that.
No matter what cultural background are you, I'm African.
A white man loves flowers
more than I do.
Right.
Like a Chinese person would do the same thing. So it's kind of...
It's something you see throughout the world, in every culture. Yes, and I understand that. And I think it is beautiful.
Yeah.
There is something pure about flowers.
Yeah.
I just...
Just not with it.
I just think that it's nice when I see it on a plan and on a sheet.
Yeah, that's
but I think there's a lot of nostalgic feelings attached to flowers because there are smells. And like I remember taking walks with my grandmother early mornings in Bangladesh, and there would be these flowers, these white flowers you'll see at certain times in the year, and they had this amazing smell. And every time I smell that, I remember the days like walking with my grandmother in the early morning. So I think it has a lot of nostalgic feelings attached. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Everybody's different, so hey, hold it right there.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. So, what do we truly desire? I just want to know, for people like Fiona, for ladies, like we know ladies love flowers, but what do we truly desire? Roses come in a variety of colors. Of course, there's red rose that represents love and also desire, and white rose would refer to purity. Pink rose, for example, is grace and gentleness.
Wow.
Yellow is joy and friendship.
Or jealous.
Yes, there you go. Lavender is love at first sight. Well, as I said, they symbolize love and all other kinds of things. And of course, as some of us mentioned, you go to a funeral, you find flowers. You go to a wedding, obvious, you will see flowers.
Yeah.
So there's so much stuff that flowers can do. Okay. Flowers is a topic today, so many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. I'm in a Washington studio with Karina, Chick, Fiona, and Njabulo. Right now, we're discussing flowers. Okay. One thing I want to ask you guys. Flowers symbolizes stuff, sometimes very powerful. Karina stated about her grandmother, you know. And also, I want to know, do they spice up relations? Maybe yes, maybe no, but Karina doesn't care, I guess, but who knows?
No, people
are
preferring.
Okay, I know, but hold on right there.
Yes.
Okay. You can answer me later. So, I spoke to my colleague, Oren Isis Itangishaka. After a long while, she's back today. And I wanted to know how important are flowers to her.
When you see flowers, it sort of changes your mood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you have a loved one whom you just want to bring joy to and put a smile on their face, flowers has that power. It has that effect. You know, if you're in a bad mood or if you had a quarrel with someone, flowers can just make it up, you know, because when they look at that flower, something changes in them. So I think flowers are so important in life that even at a funeral, it just reminds you how beautiful life is.
So they're powerful.
Yes, they're very powerful.
Wow. Now, have you received flowers a lot?
I do, and I love it when my husband brings it. It's not that often, but yeah. When my husband decides to one day just bring flowers from work, uh-huh. He just says, oh my God, this is so good. You know, wow. It just puts a smile on my face. I don't right. have to get them every day.
Right.
But the thought of seeing that someone bought something, you know, even if it's my mother or my right. brother, somebody bought flowers and they brought them to you. It just says, you know, look how beautiful this thing is. Right. This is as beautiful as you, or you know.
Right.
And I want you to share this beautiful thing with you. See, white, again, it changes your heart. And it can purify a very bitter heart. Yes. You know, you come home.
That is so deep, my
friend. It surely is. When you come home and you bring flowers, it purifies that heart that was tired and worry at a funeral.
Yeah.
That heart that's angry and sorrowful sad. And yeah. sad. It can just bring that purity in you.
You know?
Yeah.
That is something, my friend.
Yeah, flowers are good.
Flowers are really good. Flowers are magic.
Yes, and everybody who's listening, just use some flowers more often. You know? You can be walking around, you know, in Africa, America. I encourage people in Africa who take beautiful flower for granted on the street.
Thank you.
And in the village, you can see beautiful flower on the street. So just grab one and, you know, and just dust it off and just give it to your wife.
Right, you know?
In the countryside, you got flowers everywhere, but you everywhere. Never see, you most, I mean, I've been in the countryside a lot,
yes.
and you really never see a husband or a wife just grab some flowers from off the street and bring it to their loved ones.
I think
we take it for granted.
We take for granted, and some people think, okay, this is, it's not our tradition. So for Africa, we don't care. But
well,
guess what?
The tradition of love is universal.
Thank you, Shaka, for letting
us know. It's universal. Right. You don't have to be your tradition in Burundi, Rwanda, Congo, Nigeria. The tradition of love is universal. It's a sign of love.
Right.
Grab that flower from that tree or from that branch and give it to somebody and say, I love you, or
you know?
I care about you, or how was your day today?
Oh, yeah.
It's all about love.
Thank you, Oren Aisisi. Thank you, Shaka. This is Let's Talk. And we're discussing flowers. All right. So back to the studio, guys. Do you agree that flowers have a special meaning in our lives? And can they spice up relations or not? Karina will say this maybe before everybody else says, but anyway. I'll start with you, Fiona.
That's an interesting question, Sunday.
Okay.
I, for one, am a sucker for flowers.
Okay.
I love flowers. I love me some flowers.
Oh, yeah?
I don't care. If you feel like slapping me, just bring me some flowers and then give me.
Wow.
You'll go away with the slap. And
I really love flowers, my friend.
I was taking note of that.
Okay, chick.
Unfortunately, where I come from, you know, it's not a big thing. And sometimes I wish I wasn't born there.
Why? Just in for Uganda?
The yes. You know, it's not bad. But I took the maybe growing up, my mother used to had a flower garden, and maybe that's where I got that love from. And the way she tended these flowers, you know, the love, you would see the love with which she tends them. And I remember what she used to tell me or tell us, that flowers represent hope.
Okay.
They represent hope.
Interesting.
And for us to tend them, we're seeing them bloom, then we would see the bees, the butterflies come. And it was, for her, it was something way, way bigger. And, you know, like the they are coming to pick the pollen, then they are going to produce the honey and all that. And then the flowers, at some point, they're going to bear fruit, say, for the maize or stuff like other fruits like that. So it symbolizes hope, you know. And then picking them up, putting them in a room, the fresh, you know, the room smells differently. So maybe I've grown up having that about me.
Yeah.
That for me, it's just more than just a bunch of flowers. It means life. It means hope. It means love. It means the life, the air I breathe.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole nine yard.
Exactly.
Karina, tell me about you, my friend. Hope is a whole different way for you, but okay, let us know. What do you think for you? Can they spice up any relationship for you?
No. I don't think, for me, I don't think flowers necessarily spice up the relationship. I think I mean, I like I said that the gesture of having maybe one flower and maybe just, you know, the thought behind it, I like. But I think it's kind of a easy go-to thing to get a bouquet of flowers for a guy or a girl.
Right.
I don't think there's any thought behind it because it's something that, you know, people do a lot. So I don't think it spices up a relationship, but definitely that one flower, if you pick it up all of a sudden spontaneously because you thought about somebody, I think that's definitely cute and that could spice up the relationship, but not a big bouquet of flowers. No, that doesn't do anything. So
that would mean a lot to you.
Interesting, right?
I like that.
Kind of my kind of lady. Hey,
is that right, Miss Jabul?
I don't have to spend money on flowers, man. Straight up.
Why not spend money on food, like, you know, something else?
Yeah. I like that.
Okay, Jabul, tell me you like that. Okay, tell me, what do you think?
I think that flowers symbolize seasons. You know, right now we're experiencing the fall. There's a lot of flowers falling and they're all over the place.
Right.
They're giving us a lot of work, you know, to clear the streets and everything. For me, they represent seasons and not only seasons in the sense of how climate changes, but our personal seasons.
Personal seasons.
So all of us go through personal seasons. We are, at times we are sad, sometimes we are happy, right. At times we are in bereavement and we feel lonely and so forth. So for me, I think it's just the natural way of life. That life is about seasons. For everything, there is a season. So as such, you experience flowers in different seasons, meaning different things in your life. For example, like we have said, they also mean different things. Imagine if you give someone a black rose, with the mind of expressing love, you might lose it there because it doesn't signify that kind of thing.
Not for me.
You, Fiora.
It's a creative idea, though. We got the black flower.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Could be interesting for you, Karina.
So really, flowers are a form of, they are a way of cleansing one's environment. They also remind you that life is changing. Life is not static. They also remind you that even if you are in trouble right now, there's hope. When you see a new season, when it's summer, when flowers are blooming, you know, it just rejuvenates life. Spring also brings life.
Oh, yeah.
But as the seasons change, definitely there are certain things that are changing in our own personal lives. So I think there's that deliberate connection between nature and human life. We are connected. The processes of nature are equitable to the process of human life.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Njabulo. All right, my friend Chick, you heard about it all, but for you, it could be different. Tell me, my friend, you think flowers could spice up relations and also make things better for anybody at all?
I would say yes or no. Sometimes, you know, a man can give you a flower without nothing behind the idea or whatever, you know. But it's all about a gesture. Like, you know, the person think you've thought about them, you know, just the effort to go find the flower, they will think like you care for them or whatever. And I think she mentioned the flower is a symbol of hopes and is a true thing, I believe, because my host parent, she's 86, like she's 86 years old.
Wow.
And she in her house, she got all this flower. I was just showing video to them around right now. She loves
really?
Flowers. Yes. I got my phone right now, I can show you also. She loves flowers. Like every time we go out, when she see flower, she can pass.
Wow.
She have to stop and look.
Right.
And so a person like that, she feel lonely, you know, so her flower is what she take care of and they make her happy.
Yeah.
When she wake up in the morning, she water them. And when it's about a storm, she take it in the garage, you know, and I think it's a sign of hope. So,
right.
And it can spice your relationship based on like, if you find a woman like her right here on my right, it might not spice it up for her, you know, but some other woman, they might see it as a very simple thing, you know what I mean, and they might see it as, oh, this man is romantic, you know.
Yeah, very symbolic, and I think Karina might hear that.
Maybe, so for me, it also goes back to the concept of communication.
Yeah,
because what we are also looking at is how, if I were to give a lady some flowers, what does it communicate to the next person? Mm-hmm. Because in as much as I might spend $100 buying flowers, the message that is communicated and how the next person looks at it, it also expresses our different sets of values. Where do I come from? Do I value flowers? Mm. So I guess it's an interesting topic with regards to relationship, because many ladies have been guys have bought cars for ladies that are actually cheating on them, and the same thing, women have bought cars and mansions for men that are actually cheating on them. So this tokenist approach to love, I guess we have a problem with it when love is more of tokenist, when we want to give a rose instead of the heart.
Tell me about it. Talk to me, brother. Okay, Karina, what do you want to say?
What I was going to say is, I think what has happened nowadays is they have become, like, flowers have become this huge industry. It's kind of this material thing where people are spending, it's a business. Mm-hmm. And I think if you really want to give people flowers, someone flowers, pick it out. Think about it, pick it out, go somewhere, find something, don't just buy it. I think that's where it just kind of ruined the idea of the romance behind flowers. Because I think there was back many years ago, I'm sure, people actually went out and picked out flowers if they really felt like giving someone flowers. But nowadays you go to a grocery store somewhere, you pick out a bouquet that's going to cost you a whole bunch of money. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's probably like fake color on it. It's just, it just ruined it.
Yeah, now you're being romantic. Now.
You see, right?
Now you're charming now.
She's trying you to pick the best and make a thought, all heart into it. Now I got your point, Karina.
Now that is charming.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point, you know. And so she wants her man to drive 50 miles to go find flower, right?
Exactly.
You know, so I mean, you know, that. Yeah, but when a man can go easily find it in the store, you know? I mean, I'm not going after her again. but last time I gave
this
a flower.
This is the second attempt.
I know.
Last time I gave a flower, it was not for anybody that I really love or whatever. It was somebody's wedding, and I got the flower, and I stapled some money on the flower. And it was one of my friend's wedding in New York.
Thank you so much. Holding right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
Hello, hello all, and welcome to this latest edition of Odd News, and I am your host, Loic Youth. Winter weather is slowly creeping on us, so warm baths are probably life right now. At least it was for 64-year-old George Sandell, who was enjoying his warm baths just to look up and find a fox in his bathroom. You heard that right, a fox. Apparently, the red-furred animal jumped through a slight crack in the window, and once in, had no interest in leaving. So George left and came back twice before managing to get the intruder out of his house, and he recorded the entire encounter. You just never know who or what could be creeping at your places in these cold times. If you see toilet papers on the street of Littleton, Colorado, it is not a prank. I repeat, it is not a prank. The Denver Post reported that crews have used bathroom tissue paper to repair up to 120 streets by filling asphalt cracks. Apparently, the paper absorbs oil from the tar, keeping it from sticking to tires and shoes. And for those worried about the environment, the paper is biodegradable. So within a matter of days, it will be gone. Now that doesn't sound too sturdy, does it? Baby daddy. And finally, my dear ladies, it seems there is a new chocolate out there to help ease your period pains. The Swiss chocolate is made of 60% cocoa solids and 17 Swiss mountain herbs, and it's called Fondmund, or Women's Moon in English. It has been in the works for 3 years and has some more benefits than simply easing monthly pains. Apparently, the delicious treat also improves moods and has a calming effect. So there you have it, a tastier option than your usual Advil. On that magic chocolate note, I round off this edition of Odd News, and this is Loic Youth passing it back to Sunday.
Thanks, and that's it for show today, where we lightheartedly explored flowers. A big thank you to our guests in the studio, Njabulo, all the way from Zimbabwe. Welcome back, Njabulo.
Thank you.
And Fiona, thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure always being here.
And of course, Karina, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Sandy. It's always fun to be here.
Alrighty. And Mr. Chick, the basketballer, thank you for coming today, brother.
Yeah, thank you for participating in this.
Anytime, of course. And a big thank you to my producer, Jackson Vunganyi. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.